Blog Talk Radio.
KD, now, I know you don't smoke weed, I know this. But, I do. And we on the dark side. Thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Yeah.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen to you sing all day.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Top of me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of weed, need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed
Chris Angel.
Watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass the zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path. Try to catch me if you can. Somewhere off in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worth a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
Feels like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off, I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
We all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking. Hoping they legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got four of my suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. See, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up. While I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked. Because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now. Dagger reps the green team, keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when thinking I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm
so high. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
Oh, shit. Are we actually on the air? Yeah, I think I'm on the air. What's up, y'all? West Coast Wednesday, Top Knife, Dagger, Queen D's down there, though. Hi, Queen, how you doing?
Hi.
yes, and it is West Coast Wednesday, but we are running it a little like Fuck You Friday tonight. I do got to apologize again because what I would have did was just not do the show at all because, again, when I tried to do the show, I tried to set it up everything all right and everything, so I'm at a secret location. I can't get out where I'm at. But there's supposed to be Wi-Fi here. But there's no fucking Wi-Fi here. Or there is Wi-Fi, but for some reason, my computer does not want to hook up to the Wi-Fi, so I can't hook up to the music or anything like that, which is y'all pretty much probably lucky that about that as well, because I was going to play my shit all night tonight anyway, because I'm just about, let's say, I'm about 3 hours away from my birthday, you know, 31, another year's gone by, so it's going to be interesting. It ought to be interesting. So, anyway, what else? Lots been going on, a lot of craziness going on. I'm waiting for the homies to come through. They're supposed to come through, with some blunts, some weed, some drink. Got the dominoes on the table ready to go. Niggas don't want to lose no money. Got the, what else I got? Got the Xbox cracking, cars. What you think, he said you could have a helper? What flavor? What flavor have a helper? Stroganoff? Okay, I'll go first with the Stroganoff. Nothing's wrong, but I mean, listen, my favorite is a cheeseburger. Y'all go give me cheese money, nigga. No cheese money. Regular or cheeseburger? Like, cheeseburger isn't the regular.
Oh, it is? My bad.
So, Johnny, you're right, these are fucking fun. I'm sorry, Queen. You good? Maybe I gotta move a little closer because you might as well talk because I can't jack you in anyway, even if you were to call in on your phone because I don't have the internet. So I can't, like.
Yeah, I guess, hold on, let's do this. You want to sit down real quick? Hold on. Do the last TV show. We'll do it this one.
Switch.
Hold on.
What's up, y'all? How's everybody doing tonight? I'm fucked up, y'all. For real, like, I'm really trying to get fucked up. It's Dagger's birthday, y'all. Happy birthday, Dagger. Happy birthday, Dagger. I know, but still. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, it just already begun. It has only begun. We're just starting off. Like I said, I wanted to run the show like an actual show. I wanted to do music and everything, but like I said, I got to wait. So I'm just going to, like I said, we're going to treat it like Fortune Friday. What I want to talk about? Yeah, she can hit the cigarette. There you go. Well, a couple of things that's been going on since I've been gone, and since it is 24 hours, I still have some topics we were going to discuss, so we might as well just get right into the topics, because this ought to be interesting now. First of all, somebody owes me some money. Let me tell you why. Queen, remember what I said? And I'm sure I said this before. Remember I said I have my little porno career going on, you know, my college days and everything like that, you know, I was doing my little amateur thing. You don't remember me saying that? I think I brought it up on this show. But, okay, so, you know, I had a lot of footage out there and everything. Excuse me. You were gone? No, not that long. So I'm looking, you know. All right, y'all got to excuse me. I'm getting told myself. I got to keep my train of thought together. But, yeah, I was on the amateur circuit for a little while. But this is what I mean by somebody owes me some money. Why I'm scanning through one of these porn sites, right? I'm scanning through the porn sites and everything, looking at videos and everything. Why I see one of my videos on one of these other people's porn sites? Like, straight up, and they didn't, hold on, I'm going to put it up a screen here right here. If y'all have to save it. Somebody owes me some money. I'm upset. I'm really upset because I need to sue somebody. I'm not upset. And they even titled it Black, they titled it Black Hooker Hump and Alley. Now, the only thing correct about that is that it was in the alley. Because, you know, you gotta get creative. You know, you gotta make people. She wasn't a hooker, though. She wasn't a hooker. And it made me look really bad because, you know, it was like one of those things where, because, you know, when you scan it apart, each of them got the little pictures on them or whatever, where you just look at the little picture, you get a glass, and it tells you the time and everything on it, you know, the all kind of videos, but they all got the little still shot. I saw the little still, see, I saw that. And I was like, that looks familiar. You know what I mean? Just that little, that little scene right there, the straight right there. Now, I'm debating on if I want to leak this. If I'm, because I honestly feel this like, look, if you feel the need to, or if you feel you're going to, if I sit here and read out the entire web address and everything, and you take the time to, like, write it down and actually go find it, then there's something you actually want to go see, because it's a long-ass web address. But I don't think I'm going to do it just yet. I don't think I'm fucked up enough yet. But I think somebody owes me some money. Who do I sue for that? Anybody out there listening? Y'all let me know. And I can't even, that's another fucking thing. If anybody is calling in trying to wish me happy birthday or something like that, I can't even see who's calling in or, you know, saying what's up to me or anything, too. It's all the way fucked up right now, but it's okay. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it pushing. Like I said, we have a fucking Friday, a West Coast Wednesday until the computer get here. Comfortable. Got my pajamas on. Cut off tea. I'm relaxed, man. Like, I ain't got nothing else to do. Food cooking and shit. High. Sipping drink. What else I got on the menu? Hey, Corey, what do you feel about this?
Because I was just talking about it. Who can I sue? I was just talking about it on the show. I'm trying to sue somebody because, like I said, back in the day, when I had my little pork career, I was on the amateur circuit for a little while, you know, making it through college and shit. I done found one of my videos on somebody's website. And I ain't got no recognition or any kind of compensation for it. Can I sue? Who can I sue? Can I sue somebody for that? The actual website is?
Yeah.
But I don't think I I had a contract for the website I was on because I would load my videos up on a certain website, all right, and people would have to pay to get the videos off of that website. But I have so many videos out there, you know what I mean? It's like, you know.
People on the website, you can own other websites too.
Maybe. But they straight called it like Black Hooker fucked in alley. Like I was not fucking. It was in the alley. It wasn't the alley. I can't say it was in the alley, but I was. It wasn't a hooker. It was like make a nigga look all bad though. Like it ain't even gotta be
acted as a hooker. Like you ain't even one part
for it. Oh. Oh, people had the last week though. Another story. Last week we had the homie's birthday. The homie's birthday was last week. Now. Look, we're not going to say no names. This is just homie. We're at the homie's birthday. You know what I mean? And, you know, people, I'm the type of person that plans stuff. I like to try to plan things, but I hate planning things all the time because, you know, you try to plan things, it doesn't always work out how you want it to. You know? But, and then you notice that shit when other people have answers going on. Like, they threw their party at the Embassy Suites. Now, if you in L.A., usually when somebody says they're going to throw something at the Embassy, they're talking about the one. Let me ask. Oh, wait. Y'all ain't from LA. Y'all know. So it's like, usually it's talking about the one off the 105. Because that's the one where they don't bother me. That's the Black folks in the Embassy. But of course, they throw a party over at the Embassy Suites, which is closest to LAX by the airport, which is the white people at Embassy Suites. So they got like, wasn't even that many people. We got like 10 people up in there chilling, smoking, or whatever, chilling, or whatever. And of course, people come knocking on the door. But the stripper's supposed to come through. You know, they hired a stripper to come through, woo-woo, bought this and everything. So, first of all, everybody gets kicked out. Gets kicked out the room after about 2 hours of being there. So, it didn't last that long over there. Go back to the girl's house. Not the stripper's house. The girl who was throwing the party for the other person's birthday. It was. She was looking out for him. So, we go back to her house, sitting over there and everything, like, and all the time, like, okay, the stripper come through. She's going to come to the house. Whatever. So everything's just waiting. Everybody's just waiting on the stripper. Now, me personally, I don't spend money like that. You know, when it comes to stripper, because I feel that's something that I don't have to pay for. Why am I going to pay to look at some ass? You know, or I'm not going to drop a whole obscene amount of money to look at some ass. And I had no money in my pocket anyway, you know, that night. I wasn't trying to, for that exact reason. But everybody's like, okay, when the stripper coming through, we'll see some ass whoop or whatever now. More so, everybody walked out on the stripper, though, because here's why. Because already we waited forever for her to, yeah. Honestly, I do, but they're in my car. You're good, but bring it up here if you're going to smoke, all right? So I'll try to keep all the smoking as high as possible. Thank you. So, damn it, Corey, you made me lose my train of thought. I'm getting intoxicated, so it's kind of hard. Yeah, I'm on the show. But I was telling the story.
Okay, I'm sorry. Tell
the story. Yeah, I was. I'm trying to remember what it was. I was talking about something. Oh, walking out on the stripper. Yeah, that was funny. We was walking out. Because, look, on one hand, she done made all these excuses talking about, you know, I'll be there, you know, all this time that'll take. Because already she was supposed to be at the other spot. She was late coming over there. And now the spot we're at is even closer. You still bullshitting. Motherfuckers is like, okay, we ready to go. Even the girl who was hosting the party, it was at her house. She's like, okay, we just gonna call her tonight. Like, okay, finally, let's roll. Then, as soon as niggas about to leave,
This nigga's about to walk out. Then she's like, okay, she's here. Stripper's here. And he's like, oh, well, fuck it. Finally. Finally, she's here. Niggas have waited all this time. Let's at least. This bitch. She come walking up. Oh, no, that's not happening. Why don't they get this? This bitch come walking up, and I don't know. I guess I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't what walked up. Like, I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but my thing is, if you're going to spend money on a stripper, you know what I mean? I'm expecting to see some shit that I'm not going to see in, like, everyday life. And, or, you know, and on top of that, chicken head. No kind of hair. Like, was she about to put on a weed or something and while she got ready or something like that? That's how, and had a little bit of ass, but and was walking up, like had a little grin on her face and everything. Like, but bitch, you late as fuck. It's been like 2-3 hours. You're supposed to be here long ago. Those walking up, like, smiling. Motherfuckers was already pissed off. The girl who was hosting a party at the house was just talking about that she was going to get the bitch beat up. Like, she was this close to getting beat up and not showing up. But then that's what I thought, though. I was like, oh, when she was there, I was like, oh, they about to fuck her up. So I'm like, oh, I'm world star. I'm about to think it's about to go down. But no, but she walked up, and it was like a little bit of ass, she has. But it was like chicken head, hair was all fucked up. Just a regular like person. You know what I mean? I seen better bitches walking down Figueroa on the stroller or something. You know what I mean? So, no, the windows don't open. That's cold, ain't it? So, so niggas is like, oh, hell, it was just the funniest thing. Because you know how niggas be ignorant sometimes when there's a group of niggas and not that many, and niggas is just upset and everything, and just rowdy or whatever, already drunk, and just niggas just tired and irritated. And this is already was waiting for this bitch. And it's like I was saying, if you don't spend money on a stripper, I expect something like, thank you, like, so right.
Right?
And then she just looked like she got out, like she just hopped out of somebody's company van or something. You know what I mean? And it was just, and niggas just walked out. Niggas just left like, oh, hell no. Nah. Niggas got loud and shit over there. Like, just clapping. Just like she just wasn't, like, she just didn't just walk by or whatever. So it's just amazing.
She didn't
know I don't know what she did. Nobody stayed. Nobody was there. I mean, wait. I'm not going to say nobody was there. We left. The people I was with, there was like five of us, six of us that left. We was like, no, because after all that time we was waiting, we was already standing outside like, okay, we about to roll. Fuck that. Then the girl came out, the girl was going to get her beat up. I was like, oh, she's out there. She's coming up right now. Like, so y'all want to wait? So we like, okay, well, fuck, we would have waited all the time. But that's what I'm saying. When she walked up, we were like, oh, heck, didn't even, you know what I mean? Like, nah, we were like, you know, roll the fuck out. Like, she, no. Nah, but. But if you don't even attract, but my thing is, if you don't even get me off a list, because I see strippers in regular clothes, you know what I mean, or before they get in the stripper mode and everything. Like, I see it, and you can tell, it's like, oh, that bitch, or it's like, you look bomb, like, oh, I want to see what you look like with your clothes. None. No potential outside of the ass. I was highly disappointed. Everybody was highly disappointed. I just found that funny. What is that? Oh, telephone. I'm just running my mouth. Like I said, the homie ain't even got here with the phone, and I'm going to be mad if I'm going to have to cancel the show tonight. I am, but I'm going to tell a couple more stories. Because I don't want to sit here and just keep talking on my first half back. I would actually enjoy my birthday if I'm going to be able to. One more. Something else. Well, who ain't got no neck? Monette.
I don't know her like that. Okay.
No, wait. I'm sorry. Just like I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is what y'all do, though. It's like, girls is the coldest people to each other. Let me explain. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I guess it's just key situations or certain situations. I guess it's true loyalty in certain situations. Because I've seen, like I said, I've dealt with a lot. I've seen a lot of shit. I've heard a lot of shit. And I see girls that have like kicking like y'all kicking it right now, right? And then 2 seconds, like I would know both of them or whatever. And then as soon as they're away from each other, like talk about each other like the trashiest, doggiest, like type of like.
Alright, sorry about y'all. I got people coming to hang out with me on my birthday and everything, so I apologize for having the show on like that. Like I said, we're making it work, we're making it go. I have to put y'all on hold. If there was commercial breaks, y'all would have had commercial breaks. But as I was saying, as we were discussing, the extra step, I mean,
what'd you do?
Are you serious? Oh, damn it. It looks like a lot from here. It looks like a lot from here. So the
extra step, because that's what I'm saying, like as far as guys go, like I said, you got an issue with me or if I got an issue with you, I'd rather, you know, let me say it like this. If I feel that me talking to you isn't going to even solve the issue, then, you know, I'm going to keep it to myself anyway. There's no point in even going through the motions if there's no result.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, because I'm never able to drop that. Okay, because look, if I have a problem with the car or whatever, and I'm hot, and I know I got a call for a whole bunch of bitches, and you got me fucked up, then I would have come in the call and tell her, bitch, you got me fucked up.
Okay, Nicole, look, you know how to
Sequoia feels, but you have to understand it's got Sequoia Dubs on it. And Nicole, I know how you are, and then sometimes you got to go to Sequoia, like, look, I know you hot, but this is just how Nicole is.
And then you calm down so that you can talk to her from one person.
That's a lot. That's a whole lot. This is what I mean.
This
is... But I mean, it's
not forever, then you go to that bitch like, hey, this is what it is. If you know, but if you're trying to save your relationship and you already know how that is, it's like, this is
so
my bitch that's been down.
Wait. So what you're telling me is that as tight as y'all are, in order to make sure that y'all stay tight, you have to involve somebody else. That's
just y'all
gonna
beat your ass. Yeah. Make sure that we don't fuck each other up. Because if I get fucked up,
I mean, but I don't understand that. But
right, as much as you love somebody, you can go back the other way on
it. But that's how. But that's not about care. Me and my niggas is, you know, we tight as fuck. But it's like, it comes to the point where it's like, if we have to throw down, then that means we not homies. I don't feel I have to fight my homies. You know what I mean? We should be able to. You know what I mean? Like.
Exactly. I know that I can get down with this bitch right here. We're gonna go and get some ice cream later. Nigga,
why?
And don't get the way it go, bitch. I'm gonna be ready.
Exactly, this shit don't make no sense. It makes sense to y'all, but it's
so, if you really think about it, it's just like niggas don't go out and beat that female. Love and hate is a very fine line. So if you still hate for
it, it's not about going deep. I mean, like I said, I know some of my tightest homies don't even live out here. You know what I mean? They live in Oklahoma, and there's vibes that we got that's not going to break or anything like that. You know what I mean? But that's interesting though. That's hard. Oh, you're sounding. What's up, Pippin? Come on up, man. Just doing the radio. I'm still on the radio show. We live right now, man. We're just having a discussion. So, same thing. New day. Thanks for coming through. Sam, what's up? Relaxing and everything, man. Feel free for drinks.
Shit, my nigga.
I'm lounging, man. You ain't got, man. Not to say, you my nigga. I was supposed to be pajamas and shit, man. Like I said, you over here. This what niggas do, though. It's okay. Hey, that's what shit. It's cool, though, man. You straight. Don't you? Have a seat, man. Look, see? You see? Now, there's a little bit of, there's nothing wrong with that. But no, we were just having a discussion, man. They were discussing how it was just interesting because, you know, ladies and females, they were just trying to explain to me how in order to keep a tight-knit relationship between them, they have to involve a third party, another member. Like, when they have to vent to, like, how they talk so dirty around each other.
they got to maybe have a third person in their head.
But they don't, that's what they said. You wouldn't believe.
Person, you will have an open relationship
and just
call it like it is.
Oh, well, wait, see.
Hey, there you go.
So technically there's nothing off limits between you? Wait, so technically what am I trying to think of? There's no boundaries? There's nothing? See, y'all the ones that's like, if one of y'all get in the fight, everybody get in the fight, right? What happened to the one-on-one thing?
Y'all got nobody.
y'all just get along?
No.
Okay.
Hell no, I'm taking off.
What happened? Glory.
I don't believe in young people.
Yeah, technically it's a hotel. Yeah, some shit like that. I said, hopefully that'd be cool, because I said, we're about to, the agents is underneath it. So, I think they're going to hate. Nah, but we ain't that. We ain't that loud.
But man, it's crazy. What's going on with you, my nigga? Same shit, new day.
Who's bitches? Oh, man. I kid. Kids good. One thing I haven't done yet, nigga. Every time my birthday comes around, I was like, one more year without him, right? But I don't know, but on the other hand, I don't know. I'm at that shit where I'm like, man, everybody got kids. Like I said, like, once you give them, it's all some other shit once you are on that side of things, right? Like, I don't know, man. It's falling right now.
I'm different because I am not supposed to see my feelings.
now y'all in here calling each other. No child support. Don't even care. I mean, is that what's on the streets right now, Larry? Let's talk MTV generation. That's honestly what I like to call MTV generation. I don't follow none of these rappers out right now. You know what I mean? Is that what's hot right now, bro? I mean, 2 Chainz, real high. Who else hot in the streets right now? Who are the ladies like?
I like
Kalei.
I love Chelsea.
Wale. I have Five's hot. What about Five? Five, get it hot. Like,
okay. It's all good, right? It's all good.
Is that what's hot right now? I'm not supposed to be talking about regular rappers on, you know, on Bang Out Radio because, you know, we get independent over here, but I mean, I'll be trying to keep on.
I heard this rapper, Billy, you know his name, Mike D. Okay, you go by Mike D.
Mike D.
I am in love with him. I will
also. Independent ass, why? Yeah. I need some music. Some dollars.
He is trying to find his points.
I'm not talking about look. I mean, can he, is his music okay? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, videos and shit?
Yeah, it's like a type of
video. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I love
her. How you all married? But here's another thing girls do. Okay, since I got the ladies here, I mean, this lady's not into it. You know you're never going to marry Wale, right? Is it?
No, I know I am. You got that shit. I'm going to be married. I'm not married.
No. He said it, but I mean, he was talking about the actual tree, though, right?
Me? No. Boy, it sounds like a tree. He's independent,
solid,
and important like a tree. And you get
that nigga off the block. So, I mean, literally, so, like, you go to a concert. No matter what's going on, you can say you go to his concert. You at his concert, get backstage, get to meet him. He's like, bam. You really like that. Like, oh, I want to marry you right now. But it's not, we're not there yet. I'm talking about before that. You can't just you break into the man's house. How are you just going to jump into the man's house and get a birthday party?
I'm just white.
Oh my God. Ask me
what her favorite number he was born on.
You know the man's birthday. You know the man's birthday. What's his birthday? What sign is it?
He's a Virgo, like.
Anyway,
he was born September
21st, 1984.
That's his birthday,
okay.
Yeah, you know,
no. Oh, you learned it? Okay, go ahead.
His name is Abu
Bu
Wale. Abu Bu? No, Abu Bu Wale.
You ready?
Abu Bu Wale.
Not
Wale. Abu Bu 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 Wale. Abu
Now what? Now what song is he famous for? Like I said, we're not supposed to be talking artists. But like I said, we ain't got nothing else to do right now. But that's fine. But what song? But what's? Like I said, I don't know who you're talking about. Like I said, I can't. I gotta put.
I'm sorry.
I don't follow regular music like that.
The reason I
What songs are you? You know, what song would I make ready? Can you do a part of the song? So I could, like, maybe I've heard it on the radio or something.
I've never heard of it.
Why can somebody? Is nobody helping me? Is this the hardest thing? I am so independent. Like, this is why this is amazing to me. I'm trying to understand.
You know who I
lay before? How many times are you going to ask me the same question? No, I know who he is. He does music. I know this.
I probably have. If you could tell me what songs you have done, I don't know them by song, like the title, like, oh, that's a Wale song. If you tell me the title, I would not know that. But if you do the song, like part of the song, what was hot? Like what was some of the singles? Like what was on the radio all the fucking time? If he's hot like that, he's played 40 50 times.
But he's not really hot like that.
He was speaking on something. But I've heard of him. That's what I'm saying. So I know he must be something. Oh, he's on Rick Ross label.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Because no, not like that. But Rick Ross got a lot of heat. Them Gangsta Disciples is hunting Rick Ross. You know they just popping him recently or some shit. Nigga, so anybody in his camp right now. So that's probably why I heard a while. Like, he probably did some features on some of Rick Ross songs or shit or whatever. Yeah, he's in there somewhere.
Right.
Okay. All right, I guess. I'm sorry, not to downplay your dude or nothing.
A lot of people don't, listen to him unless he's like
featured.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, like I said, I don't listen to him. Like I said, I don't even like Rick Ross. I can't stand it. Huh? A plate. Is it time to eat? Yeah, I'll take a little bit.
I don't like Rick Ross.
I don't like Rick. Nigga, I'm Nigga, you're a correctional officer and shit. Nah, I'm good, man.
Hey, you know
what? It's just music, man, is what bothers me. Just salad. No rant. Oh, man. About to get fed. This is what I'm talking about, y'all. Thank you. Thank you for those that are coming through right now. Like I said, nice till young. This is like, where's everybody at? So to come through, it's going to be amazing to see how the night turns out. Because as black folks, nothing ever happens on time. Nothing ever happens on time. And I don't know why that is. Just like my show right now. Like I said, I can't believe it just has to go down like this. I'm so concerned. Is this? Moving on up. Oh, here's what we're gonna do though, cause baby girls been describing this room. Like, huh? Oh no, that's okay. Cheese butter, like I said, amenities. Are those amenities? Is that the right word I'm looking for? Yeah. Amenities are not necessary. Don't trip off cheese and butter. Like I said, we here with it. You know what I wish I was though? You know what I wish I was, though? I wish I was so rich. This would be one of those rooms that, you know, they would, like, trash and just not give a fuck if I was that rich. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to jump off of here right now, like, land on the sand. What about it? Oh, yeah. I mean, land on there. You know what I mean? It'll be interesting. You know what I mean? Wait, hold on. I got to move closer to the baby girl. This is what I want you to do. You've been describing this room all day to a variety of people, because I obviously you like it here, so it's cool. Now what I want you to do, I'm gonna sit next to you way before you eat. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna stop. She's bringing a dig in that place. Damn, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Can you stop? Just go ahead and probably give another description like you describing it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I gotta sit next to everybody can hear, because this is what we doing right now. We chilling right now.
It's like a condo, bomb as hell. Have y'all ever saw the game? A hotel upstairs, 2 bedrooms. Oh my god. Bomb as hell. I got pictures if y'all want any. Hit up my number.
Yeah.
I'll finish
y'all.
Instagram later.
Okay. Everybody go give out their links and everything that they want to. If people want to hear who y'all been listening to all night and everything like that, we're going to be connected and everything. But, yeah, we is chilling, relaxing. It's food time, though, so it's going to be crazy. You know what? Quinn, you want to holler at the people for a little while? You about to eat, too. You about to eat as well? See? So see, here's what I'm gonna have to do. See, people are just always gonna be mad at me, and it's good to actually be here tonight. But it is my birthday, and I can do what I want to at this point as well. So while people are eating, and oh man, people are eating and drinking. I'm sorry, I can't get on the internet. I've just been talking. Like I said, I've just been talking. I hope y'all been chilling. Yeah, but for real, like on some one-on-one shit, a lot of things been going on with your boy. I've been trying to stay focused. Been trying to keep things moving. This has been trying to, you know, survive basically. As the clock ticks on another year in the life of the dagger, you know, still not where I want to be. Still not where I should be. I feel, but I could be a lot worse. You know, so I'm very thankful for the things that I do have. Very thankful for the people that are in my life. Very thankful for the people that do got my back, that I know got my back. Huh? Yeah, I'll bring it down. I'll be out there. But yeah, so it's just life, I guess, you know, and it sucks because, like I said, I'm trying. The things that I want to do, the places that I want to be, the things that I'm trying to be, the person that I should be, I'm not. And I got to admit that as well. But at the same time, I have a goal. I'm focused. I know where I want to get. I know where I'm trying to get to. And as far as everybody else that's out there with me, that's listening, that's supported me, that's been with me from the jump, that knows the ups and downs of life, knows the ups and downs of Bang On Radio, that knows the ups and downs of everything I got going on, you know, and at least can ride with me on some level of that, you know, feel me just a little bit. Y'all know what's up. So, shit. But I am back on, as you can see. So we are back on for the month. So everything's going to be back in full effect. All right, West Coast Wednesdays is back in full effect. Fuck You Friday. All right, Slash Sunday, every Sunday, 7 to 9. Again, Fuck You Friday, 6 to 8. Triple M Show every Monday, 7 to 9. And, again, right back here on West Coast Wednesdays, 9 to 11. Every Wednesday night on home night. So, again, it's good to be back. I'm going to go ahead and go eat my food before it gets cold, sip some more drink, had a wild and crazy night tonight, hopefully, if everything goes the way it's supposed to, like I said, it's early. But thanks for just getting started. So just stay on the lookout. There may be a special surprise episode if I am able to jack things back on, all right? So you never know what's going to happen. All right, but again, thank you for tuning in. It's good to be back. Thank you for being here. Remember, always hit up my email, daggers.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Send me your music. Everything will be in rotation. Send me your promo pics, Daggers Beauty of the Week. Whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to get into, we can make it happen right here, all right? So feels good to be back. Happy birthday to me. Thank y'all very much. I'll talk to y'all later.